Перейдем к слову.
We will go into the word.
Okay.
My message, what I want to share with you guys is I love to talk about the things that I live myself. This is the best message or story about the things that people experience and go through. You know, these last days, God is making an accent unto the heart. What is the heart? What comes out of the heart, you know? When I was born from above, I was wondering, what do I do for God? I mean, how do God use me to partner for His kingdom? Or signs and wonders, things like that when I was young. And then when you hear about the heart, it's not really a popular subject. It's something was missing. But more than that, this is what I encounter, because when people encounter you or me, they encounter the heart. They encounter your character. And when you tell them something about God, you start to say something, they say, where are your actions, deed, and they look at your heart, and your actions don't match. And little by little, Lord started taking me through this process. At first, He was giving me thoughts, and then revelations and other things followed. And the Lord took me to the revelation of the heart. And my message today is called Spring of the Heart. Today I want to share about one of the most important thing, the most important spring or stream. It's our heart. We talk a lot about heart here in Transformation Center, about the heart of a champion, about being a person of honor. A person of honor really has a heart that does not betray, that it's firm, it does not give up. But today I want to go a little bit deeper. What is the heart? Have we ever thought, what is the heart, where everything comes out of? And more than anything, this started being the priority in me. I started asking God about these things. Where do my desires come out of? All these different things, actions, or my deeds, where does it all come out of? It all comes out of the heart. And you know, Proverbs 4:23 says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of life. Nowhere else does it say to guard your spirit or guard your body. The Bible says to guard your heart, because that's where the springs of life are at. Springs of life, you know what? You either bring life to people or death. You cannot have two different types of water flow out of that same spring. Or one tree cannot bring two different fruit, like pears and apples. It either brings pears or apples. And you know, you cannot be a good person and anger or evil deeds come out of you. You say, I'm a good person, I'm awesome. Why is that these things, negative things come out of me? Why is this anger coming out of me? Why do I always wound people around me? So the Bible clearly tells us, more than anything, guard your source or your spring, which is your heart. Guard your heart, guard yourself. What is the heart? What is the heart? It's not like some mystic organ that we all think about it, or I thought. It's this, or physical organ. It's like, it's right here, it's beating, I have to watch it. And then when I matured spiritually, I knew that it has nothing in common with the physical, actual organ. It's something inside of me that hurts, that could be joyful, and that can, it's something that's different inside of you. Often we hear these phrases, they say, oh, he has an evil heart, or he has a good heart. We've heard that, right? And these things, I started paying attention to them. Why do I see these? Why we see good in someone and in others we see evil?
Раз.
We often hear the phrase like we have someone has an evil heart or a compassionate heart or a good heart. We don't talk about an organ. We talk about a man and his fruit. Afterwards, when Adam and Eve tasted the fruit of good and evil, humanity now have responsibility of a choice. All of us, when we are born from above, when Adam and Eve, before the fall of man, they didn't know good or evil. They were always in the presence of God. They were immersed in His glory, and they were walking with God. But when they tasted that fruit, they got a choice, either good or evil. Of course, we all know, after they tasted of the fruit, they were led towards evil because they were not able to process that information and the things that they encountered. They could not choose good. And that is why man, he was led towards evil. The choice is in this. What are you going to choose, good or evil? And your actions will come out of it. A tree cannot bring two different fruit. People think, if a person, for instance, is in the church, then he chose God and he chose the path of good. The fact that you go to church or that you come to services, it absolutely does not guarantee you. It doesn't give you the right to even think that you choose good, that you are a person that has the right heart. More than that, we notice that in the church, people that do come from the world, they get wounded. Why? Because they think that when they do come to church, apparently this, it's the Church of Christ, God is there. And over here, there's love and peace and compassion. The things that come out of a good heart, the qualities of a good life, if you have life, a heart, and the source of your heart is life, and people do come, and then they encounter completely different things. So God, you know, at this time gives us, for our pastor Andre and the rest of us, revelations on the heart, matters of the heart, a heart of a champion that is a strong heart, does not give up, that has honor. It's so important today, in these last days, to have this. And it's not a quality that we see often, let me tell you that. To have the right heart, the heart that brings good fruit, where the rivers of life come from. That's why we have to look at our heart. David, you know, when I was writing this message, even before, I was... When you prepare one message, you notice what is written about it. When I started researching the matters of the heart, I noticed many, many scriptures that are about the heart, especially David. He wrote about it. For some reason, he was beloved man with God and Jesus. Why did they love him? Because he understood the heart, to have a clean heart, a right heart. Because people, you see sometimes, how do you know who is a believer, who's not a believer when people are walking? We see sometimes people judge according to what they wear. But you know, when people get to know you, you don't need to even say a lot. Your actions, your fruit will speak so much more than words. They'll speak louder than your words. And this is what I want to talk to you about today, about the fruit of our heart, about the source of our heart, what sort of spring comes out of you. Is it a good spring or is it an evil spring? There is good and evil. There is no middle line. There is no gray middle. There's either light or darkness. So we have to relook at our lives. Every time I do this to myself, I say, Lord, that I follow you or I feel close to you, don't let me stumble. Don't let me stumble. Don't let me depart from you. Don't allow me my emotions and my feelings to dirty up my spring. Don't allow any thoughts, any of these things to dirty up my spring. Because it's very easy. The things that were pure and clean with you, they could get dirty really easy. If you don't pay attention, if you don't tend to it, if you just allow it all just to go itself, it will go wrong. Because, like I said, the tree does not bring two separate fruit. It's one. It's either good or evil. Humanity, what happened when Adam and Eve sinned? They were drawn to evil. It was so powerful that everything that man chose was always evil. That was our nature. When our children are born, have you ever noticed that? No. What do you teach them? You teach them how to do evil deeds? No, you teach them how to do good things, how to be polite, how to say I'm sorry, for them to ask for forgiveness. We have to teach that. And you know, that already is when Jesus was crucified and shed his blood, and still humanity is this curse from Adam and Eve is there, but there is blood. Jesus did come, the second Adam, and brought us a choice, brought us this option of life. Before, they didn't really have that option. Jesus came, and he gave us a chance. He gave us choice. Are you going to choose to follow the path of life or the path of death? And from that decision, beloved, your life will depend on it, our consequences. Sometimes you talk to people, you talk to him and you teach him and you work with that person, but for some reason that person chooses negative. Always. He's always drawn somewhere to the left. Always. And you're like, what is wrong with you? Can you not understand? And you know what? In his heart, he chose a different path, unfortunately. And after that decision, all the consequences, all the things just like snowball afterwards, betrayal and on and on and on. And things that we know, it all comes out of that. When a man makes that decision to follow God, to have a pure heart, believe me, yes, you'll make mistakes. But notice that. Where do we run to? Who do we run to if you chose the path of light? If you chose to have a clean heart, a pure source of or the spring, where do you run to? You run to God. Your first thing that you do is not to run to some sort of thing or bottle or cigarettes or whatever or partying. Just so you can forget about things. You run to God. You cry out, say, God, help me. Help me. And that is the key, beloved. Never think that if I am in the church, if I am, I repented, I dedicated my life to God, my work is finished. You know what? Your work just started. Work on your heart. It's just the beginning, and many people cannot handle it. They say, what is this? What's going on in my life? Why do I have so many wounds in my heart? Lord, why is it? Help me, Lord. But that is the key. You run to God. You know, God told me, when I dedicated my life to him, I said, Lord, purify me. Purify my heart. Purify the spring in me because it's so defiled. I want to have a pure heart. I want to have your heart. You know, I was thinking that after that prayer, once I prayed, that's it. The heaven will come down upon me and the Lord will cover me with his feathers. Everything's going to be great. No. Process of restoration and cleanliness started that day. And it's not a pleasant thing. When you're used to living in one thing, for instance, in old things, even though they're wrong, and when the Lord starts to purify you, you get discomfort. Disconnection of dirty things just falls off of you. You all have these filters. for instance, like a Brita filter. And when you see when the water flows through the filter, you see when you look inside the filter, especially back in Russia, because you could take the filter apart and you could see all the things that remain in there. I remember that process inside of me because I always thought, I'm so awesome, I'm so good, I never did anything bad, I never smoked, I never drank, I didn't party, I was a good child. And when God purifies your spring, He purifies these microscopic small things that you thought are not there. They're lying this level, but they're there. And that is a process to have this clean heart, this clean source that will bring life to the surroundings. And this is the process, beloved. This is what God, why we're here on this earth, why He revealed Himself to us, so that we can be the life and the source of living water for this generation, for your surroundings. Let's start with that, for your community. But never forget that when we dedicated our lives to God, when we gave God our life, is just the beginning. It's not the end. Many, they come through encounter, and they think, that's it, hallelujah. I'm purified, I am free, I'm awesome, I'm finished. Lord, take me to heaven now. It's just the beginning. Sometimes people go through encounter, and they're like, what just happened? As if all hell is going against me. It's all just falling around me, but Lord is purifying your heart. He's purifying your spring. The things that can defile you, He's taking that out of you. So just go through that process. Jesus, He brought an option of life. He brought this option of life, and we have a choice. We have a choice. Are you going to choose life? And you're, of course, you're going to go through that process. You will go through the process of purification, through process for your waters to bring life, or are you just going to go with the flow in this life and by the desires of the flesh? Yeah, you'll have mistakes, but the heart that desires God, that is after God, that heart will know that it's not me. Like I said, there will be mistakes. You might stumble and fall. Yeah, but the key to it all is that you run to God. God is a spirit, and He is our creator. His spirit is in us. You are a spirit. You are a spirit. You're not a body. You're a spirit that lives in the body. We all know that. When you were born from above, your spirit came alive in you. And before being born from above, we were living according to instincts, to feelings, through emotions. We did everything through emotions. I felt like doing it. I did it. But when you're born from above, your spirit inside of you started working, started telling you things, something was awakened in you. And this is what I want to talk to you about. What is it to live according to the spirit? Because it has a purpose and meaning. It's not your signs and wonders through your spirit. It's not to create wonders and healings. Yeah, of course, we'd want that. We'd want for all of it to be there, but that's not absolutely not even it. And the church is pursuing that, forgetting the most important thing. The most important thing, what is it to live according to the Spirit? Is the character of your heart. A character of the Spirit is the character of your heart, because heart and the Spirit is you could say it's one. We automatically think that our heart is its organ, but heart is you. That is you. You are the source of it all. And that's where either life or death comes out of it. And many don't think that. Galatians 5, I want to read that. I really, really love this scripture. 5:16-26. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, or in the Spirit, then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh. For these are antagonistic to each other, so that you are not free, but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the doings, practices of the flesh are clear, obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party spirit, factions, sex with particular opinions and heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It clearly tells us about two sources here, the source of good and the source of evil. But the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continuance. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passion and appetites and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become vainglorious and self-conceited, competitive and challenging and provoking and irritating to one another, envying and being jealous of one another. Here are the two sources. What is it to live according to the Spirit? Is it to have this character, this heart? The fruit of good, the fruit of joy. Sometimes people come to church and, for instance, that never ever visited a church before, for instance, could have been someone brought a completely new person, and sometimes it's so scary to invite people to church because there's so many, you know, downturned faces and so much pain and all these things. I understand church is like a hospital, a place where people get better and purified. But sometimes a church could be 30, 20 years old, and the problems are there, the problems that were there before, they're still there. It is time for the church to get up, to rise up, for church to completely change her paths, her, to have this life, to desire this life, because all this sadness and sorrow is such a comfort zone for many people, where you just pity yourself, you feel sorry for yourself, where you constantly bring your head down before the Lord and you, you poor thing, you. The Lord says, raise up your head. Why are you down and so in sorrow? Just start praising the Lord. These are the things, it's like step by step, the church has turn into something so ungodly, something so sorry looking. When you look at apostles, the things that they did, how their lives were, they were not sitting and waiting, they were not begging and crying, they were going and spreading the gospel. And I really like this because we live, if we live according to the Spirit, then the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the heart, you could say, is joy, peace, patience and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness. And David understood the matters of the heart. Everything that he'd write about was the heart. Look at yourself. Search yourself. Search through your heart. Do not relax do not give any place for the devil. Be that source that brings life, the spring that brings life. I know it's easy to be captivated by these problems and distractions and things like that. But we have an option. We have an option. What do we choose? What do we choose? What do we want to concentrate on? You know, sometimes, for instance, those of you that are married, sometimes there's arguments in the family, for instance, with your spouse, and you're so angry. I don't even know how to describe it. And right now, we always have this, at that moment, we have a choice. Either just calm down and relax and say, Lord, you know what? I give this situation to your hands. You talk to him, whatever it is he needs to hear, tell him that he's wrong, or whatever. Usually that's how we do it. We think we're right, but I choose peace. I choose peace. I'm not choosing this arguing and discord, and we have that choice. We either say it like that, or we could just forget it all and keep on yelling and screaming and arguing. We have a choice, guys. This is the one I was sharing with you today. This is spring, this source from the bottom of your heart. When everything comes out of your heart, everything comes out of it. Everything comes out from the inside. All our decisions, all our actions, all of these things, they all come out of that. You know, when a man is born from above, he lives according to the Spirit, and the Spirit will tell you, don't do that. Do not do that. Forgive. Just love them. Just leave it alone. A man that is living according to the Spirit, that desires to have a pure, clean heart, he will follow the Spirit. He will listen to his Spirit. He will say, okay, yeah, maybe I will be, you know, to blame or whatever. I'll take the blame. It's okay. Let him be right. But I want to live according to the Spirit. The person that lives according to the flesh, he will defend his flesh, his actions, say, I'm right. I will prove to you I'm right. And we defend that position. What do? That way we live according to the flesh. Again, we dirty up our spring. And you know, these small things, this thing after thing, it will defile you. And then later on that you will have and you will be these evil things and irritation and unforgiveness. A person or a heart that never forgives is always wounded, always broken, because you chose that. You chose that. We all have a choice. We all have a choice. The wounded people, the one that wounded other people, or the one that were wounded, we all have that choice. God doesn't throw situations at us and we don't know what to do with them. No, it's absolutely not like that. We have a choice. Of course, everything is under control with God. Our whole life has been planned out, but these things, good or evil, you either decide to live according to the Spirit or according to the flesh. These are the things, guys, that we decide and select. I decided my life. I said I lived so many lives and so many years in unforgiveness and in pain, and I always pitied myself. I'd say, I'm so miserable. Poor me. I was defiling my spring and the source. And I could not even forgive people for like these small, silly things. And I was living with this in me. I started fearing people, talking to people. I said, that's enough. This light bulb came in and said, that's it. What do I, the only one that has these problems? No. That is why I said, Lord, I don't, not even to God, I told myself, I don't want to defile my heart, because everything that I saw was negativity, negative things, pain. I didn't see anything good because my source, my spring was dirtied. I didn't see anything good. I saw betrayal, unforgiveness, anger, and that's like all you can see. Sometimes, you know what, I don't blame people sometimes that we encounter with many different people, and you see them, there's just one so positive, that person, everyone is awesome, everything is so wonderful, just positive things to say. With other people, you get together, just negative things. And that, and this is the bad, and you're sitting there thinking, why? This is what a person sees, and what is in his heart. What a man thinks, so is he. What is in your thoughts, that what is inside the very heart of you? That is who you are. That is why it's so important to redirect yourself. We have to redirect ourselves, beloved. Just because we encounter God or we're in Transformation Center, many people think that in the center has the best people, the most anointed people. People have no problems. I just want to just discourage you all right now. No, we're the same as all of you. We are here that we work on ourselves, we work on our hearts, we make mistakes, we fall and stumble, but we desire God, we want God, we go towards God, we chose that path of life, isn't it so? Yes. And we chose a path of life, and we are going through that process of purification of our heart. David said, make in me a clean heart, a righteous spirit resurrected in me. So that is a process. Do not be discouraged if you somewhere stumbled and fell, or said something bad to someone. Sometimes you think, that's it. Oh my gosh, that's it. I messed up so bad. I've thought of that as well. And that is why back in the day, it took me such a long time to completely restore. I said, that's it. I'm not doing that anymore. I said, Lord, you know what? I'm in the process. I noticed this one thing. The quickest prayer that the Lord answers is, Lord, purify me. Show me something in me that is still needs to be dealt with right away. Right away. As soon as you turn around, that's it. Your husband will tell you something. For instance, and here we go. And right away you start remembering that prayer. I prayed this prayer, right? And so these moments, beloved, to just go with the light, go through that process, be the source of life, carry life. Carry life. Sometimes it's like through very hard, I cannot or I don't want, but guys, it's a process. And God wants to be in our heart. And that is why, how should I say, we ask for His heart, isn't it so? We say, Lord, give me Your heart. That moment, this is what I'm talking about. It's a process, is to have His heart. To have His heart is to have a loving heart. To have a heart that is full of compassion, that forgives. And these are also the fruit of the Spirit. That is what the Bible calls living according to the Spirit.
Psalm
24. Who shall ascend up into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and pure heart, he who has not lifted himself up to falsehood or to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. These are the people that will see God. They can ascend into the hill of the Lord, the ones that have pure hearts and clean hands. That is the process. The most important thing is to understand this process, not to set it aside, because you're still going to go through it. It's a matter of time. You could set it aside, but it's just a matter of time. I said, that's it. You got caught in it. If you're in this church and you dedicated your life to God, you got caught in it, in the process. I'll tell you this. You can delay it a year. You know, God will wait for you for a year. And then next year, He might start working with you. You will drag it even longer. It'll last even longer. Again, I say this. It's a great process, believe me. I look at my life, I look at my past, I say, Lord, thank You so much. Really, thank You. This shows His love and the fact that He is interested in you. He is interested in being with you. He is interested in for you to be with Him, for you to be seated with Him in heavenly places. You know, that moment, not even heavenly places, but here on this earth, for Him to be with you, to talk to you, to be in you. You know, how can He live in a defiled heart or drink from the unclean spring? There's nothing that is unclean in God. You know, one time God showed me in one vision is that when my words or my praise, everything, it all flows. It flows and goes up to the throne. But even the dirtiest thing, sometimes this accidental praise or whatever, all types of different praise, it goes through purification. But God says, I want Your pure, clean praise. I desire to drink from this water, purified water. It's the pleasant, most delicious water that He can receive. It's the pure, that comes out of a pure spring and source. He understands that this is a process. He understands that we're in a process of purification, that He creates this heart in us, His life. That is why, let's go through the process, beloved. Let's check ourselves and our hearts. Lord, I give myself to You, to this process. I want to have Your heart. I don't want to have a heart that is jealous. I don't want to have this anger in me. Every one of us, we deal with all these different things. The things that we battle and go through, the things that we try to conquer and handle. You know what, just give it all to God and say, Lord, you know what, just lead me. When I said that in my life, I said, Lord, I totally, completely give myself to you because I know with my own strength I cannot do it. No matter how hard I try to change something in my life, it never worked. I said, Lord, you see me. You know what? One time I said this prayer. I said, Lord, purify me. Purify my spring, my heart. I want to have your heart. Believe me. And that process started right away. And of course, it was painful and it was not pleasant. Until this day, I go through this process. I'm still in it. I cannot say that I have achieved something or... You know, I'm in the process. And you know what? God every time shows me that a little bit more. I'm a little cleaner. Another part has been cleansed. I'm concentrating right now. Or the things that no longer are in me, these things that the Lord has purified and that are no longer there. This is what changes our life. It's not concentrating on negative things. And everyone has their own process. Everyone has the things that they go through. So someone can see, you can see they're going through it with a smile on their face. It's them. Maybe that's how they handle. Others might be, you know, down and just like feeling sad. And that's their way of going through. The main important thing is to live according to the Spirit, not to your emotions and your flesh. Just to have a humble heart and say, Lord, you are the king of my life, the Lord of my heart. Take everything under your control.
Amen.
Jesus brought back life, this option of life, and we have a choice to choose. We choose, beloved, we choose. I decided to choose his life, and I also would like to tell you to choose that as well. Not to go with the works of the flesh. Of course, the devil will tempt. Of course, you know, diabolos. He throws ideas. Of course, he wants for the spring to be dirty, for you not to carry life, to have just negative and negative things. He'll try to do that. Always throw these thoughts at you or situations for you to be in these different things, or someone will say something about you, for instance, or did something to you. And you know, this is our reaction. Either we go by the flesh or by the Spirit. It's so important, beloved. It's like, yeah, simple things, you know. We're not talking about 7 steps of how to walk in the Spirit. We're talking about the most simple thing, which is the heart. But it is so important. It's so important in our daily lives with God. It opens up heaven. This pure source opens up heaven. And dirty sources or springs close the heaven over you. I've went through it myself, and I want to just tell you this in my simple words. But it's so important, beloved. If we will use this, it will work in your life. Your lives will change. It's such simple things, but they're so important in our lives. Do not concentrate on the problems. Do not concentrate on negative things. These things, they lead you away from God, from the presence of God. They lead you away from the process, the right process. As I say, when we concentrate on what is happening with me right now, how these people betrayed me and did this to me or this happened to me, you know? If you will concentrate on that, you delay your process. You delay the things that the Lord wants to accomplish in you. All our life, I tell you this, is under his control. Your whole life, he gave birth to you. He revealed himself to you. He continues to reveal himself even more because he wants to be with you and in you, and he wants to work with you. Yeah. Do you get? You guys get it?
Do you speak the simple language here? I love this topic. That's my character. I can't talk too much. Everything is short and simple and to the point. You understood it? You understood it. That's good. I'm not Andrei. I'm sorry. I apologize. I am myself, and you should be yourself too. It is very important.
Yes, самое главное в жизни.
The most important thing in life is your character, the character of your heart.
Это не дары.
It's not the gifts.
Это не чудотворение.
It's not the miracles.
Это не знамение, которое ты так хочешь, чтобы Бог через тебя что-то делал.
You want God to do through you.
Это не чудеса, которые ты хочешь, чтобы через тебя были, что Бог творил через тебя чудеса, чтобы ты все знали, какой ты крутой.
Everybody can know you and how cool you are. That does not matter.
Имеет значение твой характер. What matters is your character. Характер твоего сердца.
The character of your heart.
Это самое главное, чтобы ты знал, чтобы ты это услышал, твой дух это услышал, твое сердце это поняло.
Let your heart understand that. The most important.
Как люди будут узнавать, что вы ученики Христа,
know that you are
что
the disciples of Christ. They will recognize
любовь
you because they will see your love. Love is one of the
духа, любовь. Знаете, если мы не имеем любви, если мы не умеем терпения, мы не можем терпеть.
If we
у нас нет милосердия. Знаете,
know,
у нас как люди могут узнать? Ты будешь говорить, что я верующий, я знаю Бога. Бог такие чудеса творит, Бог такие знамения делает.
Saying that God makes all the good things, he creates miracles, but people will think, look at you and think, what kind of God are you serving? Because the way you're acting right now is not... It doesn't really go together.
Кому-то надурил, кому-то что-то подставил,
you know,
знаете.
You lied to somebody.
Люди, они смотрят, они
people see your actions and they do pay attention
поэтому
to that.
И твои слова будут как звенящий кимвал вот этот, знаете.
Matter. There will be
just like a belt. Только звук издает,
it will just be a sound, but there won't be any.
Понимаете, поэтому очень важно иметь иметь характер.
It is important to
характер
have
Божий.
Character, the character of God, the character
это,
to live
знаете,
by the Spirit.
Сердце, правильное сердце.
To have
характер,
good
сердце
heart.
Божий, которое несет жизнь.
The character that will
иногда ты человеку служил,
sometimes
ты за него молился, и потом одно твое слово или один твой поступок смыл все в унитаз.
It can just flush everything down.
Да. Например, я это делала, ребята.
I've done that.
Я это со мной это то же самое
that
было.
Happened to me
знаете,
too.
Иногда это ты делаешь же, ну, из тебя
you
все,
do
ты
it,
очищаешься.
And, you know, you have to clean yourself.
Вылазит.
There are things that come out of
но
you.
Но иногда это ты смотришь, это человек, он как бы он даже не видит, он думает, что если
really
Бог
see,
его использует, Бог использует
you think that if God is using you,
вещах, то все нормально.
Okay.
И это даже приходит такое как бы обольщение, что если человек
and that's a lie.
Молится за исцеление.
Because if a person
ну, как бы,
prays
да,
for the healing,
на нем, да,
yeah,
это 100%.
He has a gift of healing.
И, значит, все, у него, он классный человек.
That means he's a
иногда
cool
ты смотришь,
person?
Даже, я вам честно скажу,
I'll be honest.
Самые, бывают, отвратительные люди с
the most
отвратительным
people
это люди одарованные.
Are the people who have the gifts.
Я вам серьезно.
I'm telling you.
Люди, которые талантливые.
People who are talented.
Или людей, которые Бог наделил их каким-то даром.
Have been blessed with some kind of gift, and I've encountered people like that. We have stories like that too.
Да, я потом сказала, говорю, я помню, мы когда начали служить.
When we started ministering,
мы только еще молодые были,
we were still very young with Andre. We opened up a service, our first church. And you think, you know, I'm a pastor, and you have this club of pastors around you. I saw that time. God showed me. And I started noticing that.
And
I was wondering, those were the pastors? The characters were so horrible. But they have a gift. They can pray, people get healed. And I had a paradox. How? How does it work?
Бог говорит, нет, сердце ничего не имеет дела с даром и с талантом.
and talents.
Дар даю я над сердцем.
I give you a gift, but you were on your heart, and that is what God values. When you come to Him, He's not going to look how cleverly you used your gift. He will use how much you learned to love, how much you learned to tolerate, how much you learned to forgive. That's what the Spirit
The
gift that you have is just a gift that has been put on you.
То, что кто-то может петь, и теперь он певец какой-то, знаешь, крутой. Ни о чем ему не говоришь, что он тебе классный. Абсолютно нет. Он может быть отвратительная личность, но когда выходит на сцену, начинает петь, все в шоке.
Поэтому
научитесь разделять эти вещи,
понимать,
что это не одно и то же,
что
когда человек какой-то дар на нем, и он... И ты с ним столкнулся в личной жизни, и ты сказал, Боже мой, что это?
Поверьте,
это абсолютно разные вещи. Нам нужно разделять то, что Божье, и то, что человек. И не забывать о самом главном, источнике этого нашего сердца.
Of the spring
из него
of the heart,
или будет истекать
from there,
из тебя жизнь, или из меня,
it will either flow,
или истекать течь в смерть.
Life or death.
Очень важно.
It is very important.
Окей. Поняли?
Did you guys understand?
Аллилуйя! Работаем над собой.
Let's work on ourselves.
Тема мы.
Имеем point of the message.
Правильное сердце, чистое сердце.
To have the pure heart.
Пусть ваши молитвы будут
Let your
вот
prayers
эта молитва.
Be
сердце
that prayer.
Чистое сотвори во
Clean heart create in me.
И дух правды.
In the spirit
обнови
of truth.
Пусть это будет ваше каждое
Let it be your daily prayer.
Каждое утро. Или каждый раз, когда у вас сталкиваются ситуации, где на вас нападает кто-то или что-то.
Твое сердце,
твое сердце, твое сердце.
Поверьте,
это работает. Я это делала.
It works. I've done
когда мне самое большее хотела высказаться.
When,
хотела там послать кого-то.
Или еще что-то.
Я просто
говорю,
Дай мне сердце, которое прощает. Дай мне сердце, которое терпит.
Give me the heart that tolerates.
Терпение — это очень хорошо. Это очень хорошее качество.
It's a very good quality.
Очень хорошее качество, которое убережет вас от многих проблем. Это даже ускорит ваш процесс очищения вашего источника. Поверьте, это... Пусть это будет ваша молитва каждый день. Пусть эта церковь, когда люди сюда приходят, они будут видеть действительно тут сердце Бога, тут Его сердце, тут сердце, которое любит, прощает, которое имеет милосердие и сострадание. Пусть это будет, это, знаете, церковь, центр, как центр, будет иметь сердце Бога, Его жизнь.
Аминь.
Аллилуйя, давайте встанем, воздайте славу Богу.
Let's rise up, give Him glory and praise for the heart.
Это очень главный ингредиент, я могу сказать.
Very important ingredient.
Сердце. Орган, орган.
It's a very
элемент.
Important organ.
Иисус, сотвори в нас твое сердце.
Lord, create your heart in us.
Очищай наш колодец, очищай наш источник, Господь, чтобы мы несли твою жизнь, Господь, этому поколению, окружающим, Господь. Мир так нуждается в твоей живой воде. Мир так нуждается в нас.
The world is so thirsty for us.
Пусть из каждого на этом месте текут реки живой воды.
Rivers of life.
Реки живой воды, Господь.
River of life.
Реки живой воды. Реки жизни. Реки жизни, исцеления, восстановления, Господь. О, Господь, пусть эта река, которая внутри нас, этот источник, приносит исцеление, приносит восстановление, Господь. О, мы не напрасно проходим то, что мы проходим, церковь. Мы не напрасно проходим то, что мы проходим. Бог готовит твой источник. Бог очищает тебя, чтобы ты давал жизнь. Чтобы ты давал жизнь. Чтобы из тебя пили жизнь, исцелялись, восстанавливались.
Воскрешались.
Господь, поднимай.
Lord, raise up people with clean hearts, with clean hands. Your life. Let it captivate us. Let your life.
Amen.
Amen.